You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, Dee Mays.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Mind Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, man. I'm trying to get started this morning. It's 5:44 a.m. in the ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, it's going to be a short one, y'all. But we are here making it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? On this Thursday morning. Yeah. Man, how y'all feeling? How y'all living? Anyway, before we get started, we're going to go into this small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
We are the United Empires of Akebalon. The United Empires of Akebalon is a sovereign nation founded on the principles of Black economic empowerment, self-determination, and community building. Our mission is to create a safe and prosperous haven for Black people to live, work, and thrive together free of the chains of white supremacy. We are committed to building a just and equitable society that values the contributions of its Black citizens and fosters a culture of innovation, creativity, growth, and Black love. We believe that by working together, protecting and supporting one another, we can overcome the challenges and obstacles that we face and create a brighter and better future for ourselves and our generations. With the focus on education, generational wealth, entrepreneurship, health, farming, and sustainability, we are creating a new vision that is possible for Black people now and for futures to come. So the question is, are you ready to be boots on the ground? If so, we invite you to join us by linking up at www.theunitedempiresofakebalon.com today.
We are back. Man, listen, I know I'm gonna get back on my technology piece, y'all, but I gotta talk about this one, man. I gotta talk about your boy Larry Elder ripping Charlamagne Tha God a brand new asshole. This guy, everybody's talking about it. And we actually talked about it on TikTok. And man, people was tripping. So I really want to touch it on it again on the radio show. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, man, y'all got to listen to the actual audio. You know what I'm saying? Because Larry Elder went off on Charlamagne Tha God, and he told the truth. He was saying what a lot of Black people was actually thinking. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna check it out, man. We're gonna most definitely listen to it and tell me what y'all think. Here we go. Let's cut it off and yeah, let's Let's check it out. Let me see. I might have played it from the beginning. Hold on. Here we go.
A wake-up call?
No.
It is an incident where a person of color forgets that they are of color and are reminded rather brutally by an unexpected act of racism. Have you ever had any of those?
I'm acutely aware, Charlemagne, that I'm a black person, just as you are a black person. And when Joe Biden insulted you by saying, you ain't really black, we don't know whether or not you want to vote for me or vote for Donald Trump.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
He came in here and told you you aren't even black and let you think a certain kind of way. It seems to me that should have been a wake-up call for you, but it wasn't, apparently. Yeah. How dare this guy come in here and insult you, a black man, and tell you you got to think a certain kind of way. I'm amazed that you weren't mad about that.
I'm not gonna say that upset me, just like I'm not letting you upset me. You know what I mean? I don't tend to get upset over things like that. For the record, I'm not a Democrat or Republican.
I didn't say you were.
Yeah, I think both.
I don't know what you are. I never even asked you about your party affiliation, but you are black. And to have a white guy come in here and tell you you think a certain kind of way, otherwise you quote ain't black. Wow.
How should I have replied to him?
What I just now said? How dare you insult me and tell me I think as a human being, let alone as a black person? I don't tell you how to think, Joe Biden. How dare you come in here and tell me how I should think?
Come on, man.
Have you ever?
So, I know we normally get into the comments later. So, we're going to get to the comments now. Let's get this music back. And then we're going to touch on this thing. Yeah, then let's change it up a little bit, y'all. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Slow it down a little bit. Let me see. Hold on. Let's go back to the comments. Let's see. We got 655 comments. Man. This is crazy. So, hold on, let me look at the comments. All right, so we'll get to the comments. So, somebody said, he's a Democrat and it's ridiculous for him to assert otherwise. Charlemagne lives in plantation mentality. He's like, Charlemagne lives in a plantation mentality. He's gutless. Yeah, I would say that too, man. Charlemagne the God, let's be honest. Dude be claiming he's not a Democrat or Republican, but he be caping for the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Either you for a party or you're not for a party. You know what I'm saying? Because like me, I don't claim no party. I vote in my best interest, like all black people should. So let's go into absolute. They say he absolutely destroyed him. Dude is a puppet. Let me see. Damn, I don't think he expected his own logic to be used against him. Good for you, Larry. A lot of people are rocking for Larry Elder. And let's get this out here. We know Larry Elder is a coon, y'all. So we're not caping for Larry Elder, but truth is truth. It don't matter who it's coming from. Larry Elder is absolutely fine. It's dismantled Charlemagne. Verbal. Hold on, I don't know what that is. Listen, y'all, do spell checks, y'all. Come on. See, somebody said Larry came in like a bomb and just demolished the Breakfast Club with facts. He did. I mean, he did. I looked at it a couple times, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, I looked at it a couple times. He most definitely came with the goddamn, with his A-game. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that Charlemagne voted Democrat. Oh, yeah, man. We all know that. Charlemagne needs to grow up. He whooped Charlemagne tart ass with that. I almost choked on my food, damn. Somebody said Charlemagne loves race talk. Facts. Few guys are the same intellectual level as Mr. Elder. Few guys are on the same intellectual level as Mr. Elder. And this guy ain't one of them. I will agree on that. That man should be governor of California. But you know, the people who really, I mean, it's some black people that's agreeing with Larry Elder, but it's a lot of the UTEL, like a lot of the white conservatives coming up in here too. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted now. We know it's all politics at the end of the day, y'all. Let me see, hold on. I'm trying to get my, somebody said Char was insulted. But swallow it like a dog. A good little, I don't know, didn't even finish. The person didn't even finish it. Come on, man. We need Mr. Elder in the White House. I believe a lot of people would vote for Larry Elder. Now, black people who lower Democrats won't do it. You know what I'm saying? That is what it is. But, yeah, this is funny. This is funny. People like, let me see, can I go into another, hold on, y'all. Let me see, Larry had to shut down the Breakfast Club 2 days ago, okay. And I don't want to, it's a lot of people got videos, man, like, This is my thing, y'all. Here we go. Charlamagne the God to me is like P. Diddy. P. Diddy and them claim they are not, you know, they... Well, I'm going to say P. Diddy don't say he's a Democrat. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, a lot of black people are the Democratic shields. You know what I'm saying? And they say one thing, but do another. Like, you can't say... Okay, you say you're not Democrat or Republican. That's me. That's my stance, right? But at the same time, you can't sit up here telling black people when it's time to vote, hey, man, you know, the conservative are racist and da-da-da-da. You need to vote blue no matter who. And I'm like, hold on. You just said you're not Democrat or Republican. Now, if you say you vote in your best interest, I can get that. But you still can't be, like, trying to get people to go over to one side. Either you damn, you know what I'm saying? Either you, or you're nonpartisan or you're not. That's pretty much what that means. That's my stance, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, y'all, let's be honest. Both parties are who they are. They all work for the same people. White supremacy is on both sides of the, you know, on both sides. You know what I'm saying? It's, remember, white supremacy is a system. I know some of y'all are like, oh, dude, I know you don't really be talking like that on here about white supremacy. I'm just trying to explain to y'all what it is. Just like Asian supremacy, Arab supremacy. When you control institutions, school systems, the banking system, that's supremacy. And whoever group is over that, hey, it is what it is. Some people be like, man, I'm not gonna give the white people all that power. I get it. Mentally I get it. But at the same time, you gotta understand how this thing works. Hey, like Dr. Clyde Anderson said, hell, I wish we had black supremacy. See, a lot of y'all be thinking, oh, he's racist. He's trying to be racist. No, I'm not. That's not what it means. It means you have an economic power and control of your community, man. Why not? Why don't you want to have control? That's why I be pushing the whole thing about positive images. We can control. Listen, man, let me break this down right here to y'all. Let me tell y'all something, man. I promote positive images of my people because I understand if we change the narrative, it's up to us. Why should we depend on anybody else to control our images? You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, y'all. Why should we rely on other groups of people to control our images? You got them posting all this bullshit on social media, these videos exploiting the black woman and black man. When we control our own images, we can post positive images about people, showing them doing positive things, being entrepreneurs, you know, black marriages, you know, black families, stuff like that. That's why I post, that's why I promote it so much. And guess what? People are clinging on to what I'm doing. We control our own destiny, y'all. We don't let other people control our own destiny. That's the problem with our people. We always let people control our destiny. We are the gatekeepers of us. You know what I'm saying? We are. You know what I'm saying? I understand. We're at the bottom of the totem pole economically, but it got to start somewhere. It got to start somewhere, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We can't be sitting here waiting. Even though, I'm for reparations. Y'all know me all day. I'm for reparations. But we got to be self-sufficient. We as a people got to be self-sufficient first. We want reparations, true enough. But we need to have a solid foundation. We don't have a solid foundation. We do a lot of talking, babbling, all on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, doing stupid shit when we should be out here handling our business, man. We as a people do not have time to be bullshitting around. I don't care who I upset. I'm just keeping it real. We bullshit around too much when we need to be on our square, straight up. You know what I'm saying? I'm for real. So the thing is, solutions. You know what I'm saying? Solutions, man. Like, solutions. I mean, solutions is this. You get your act together. You find your tribe, and once you find your tribe, y'all should be on the same level. Have a code of conduct, and whoever don't stay on code, get kicked out. Make sure we feed this information to our youth, because they are our future, y'all. Bottom line, you know what I'm saying? And we gotta realize that we as black people in America, time is running out, y'all. Time is actually running out, but y'all don't see that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really don't see that. So, you know, hopefully, you know, y'all, we get it together.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey. I'm just trying. Hey, listen, y'all. I'm just trying to, you know. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. But listen, oh yeah, and I forgot to tell y'all, man. Look, this morning episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com, that's BatterUp, two P's. BatterUp.com, they got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. And I always say this at the beginning of the show, but I gotta make sure that's one of my top sponsors. So we gotta put that out there. Support them black owned businesses. And we're back. Yeah, man. So, you know. And yeah, man, it's simple as that, y'all. We you know, get our shit together and stop relying on these certain candidates. And I was telling you, going back to Charlamagne Tha God and Larry Elder, right? I say this: we're gonna have to start getting our own candidates, y'all, in office. We gotta start pushing candidates if we want things like reparations and other bills. The past, we're going to have to start to get involved politically if you want to go that route. Some of us don't want to go that route. Some of us don't want to, when they start talking about money, a lot of us be like, yeah, but you need money. You need money pretty much for everything. I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? You want to run campaigns. You want to get people in to support the reparation bills and stuff like that. You're going to have to get candidates. And I'm going to tell y'all something too right now. For a lot of y'all don't want to hear this. You're going to have to get white candidates on your side too. Because this system is controlled by white people. Bottom line, you got black people that work in government, but they don't really pull the string. They can sit at the tables, at the board tables and stuff like that. But you're going to have to convince these white liberals, these white conservatives. That's what it is. Right now, it sounds good, y'all, when we talking about reparations and all that. But we still is not attacking it the right way. We only had two candidates that's on the grassroots level that really want to support reparations. We need reparationists in every major city and state, right? That's how it works. People who are going to push the agenda. That's a real black agenda, you know what I'm saying? And we got to be solid on it, and we all got to be on the same page. I'm going to tell you another thing, this whole FBA and ADOS thing. ADOS is different from FBA. Y'all be acting like they're the same. They're not. I'm calling bullshit on a lot of y'all in these Twitter spaces and Clubhouse spaces. A lot of y'all be in here talking about, ADOS and FBA and Freedman, we all say, no, you're not. I know plenty of you. And I beg to differ, because when I be in rooms, hell, let's be honest, some of these people be like, you know, ADOS is dead. But I was in a room the other day, people like, oh, we still alive. So we all over the place, y'all. You're not organized. You got to be organized. You're not organized. I'm sorry. I know a lot of y'all don't want to hear that, but truth is truth, you know? So let's get our shit together. Let's start tying it up before this 2024 election, y'all. Because if not, you're going to get these people back in office. You know, then we'll be talking about this shit next 4 years, then another 8 years, and then another 12 years. No, we're not doing that anymore, y'all. We are... Either we gonna be about it or not. And then, like I said, I don't really have that much time. I'm cutting a lot of y'all off. A lot of these people I be listening to, it be on the same shit, because a lot of y'all in here for the goddamn clicks and views, man. For clicks and views, damn that. You gotta be out in these streets. I'm out here, and I'm not trying to brag or boast on myself, but I put in the work, man. I know what it takes. When you listen, I know what it takes to deal with politicians. it's some shit you're gonna have to do. You don't want to do. I'm not saying sell out, but you're gonna have to learn how to compromise, my people. You don't. Some of y'all get caught up in your feelings. Y'all on social media. You chat. Y'all be the keyboard warriors, mad as hell at the world. Ain't doing shit outside of damn social media. So yeah, man. I just wanted to leave y'all with that. So like I said, y'all, you know, like I said, start doing what I'm doing, y'all. Start promoting positive images of our people. Highlight black people that's doing good in the community. Entrepreneurship, black love, black marriages, you know, black families, you know, the next black inventors, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. That's how we can change it, y'all. That's the only way. Getting on social media, getting on Twitter, getting on Clubhouse, getting on Fanbase and other platforms and YouTube and stuff. And you're yelling, you're screaming, even on Spotify, same thing. Like, let's stop giving them what they want. Let's surprise them. You know what I'm saying? While we up here beefing with each other, them other groups, shit, they on 10 right now. Some of them on 20. But anyway, y'all, that's enough of me. Listen, make sure y'all go to Mind Games Uncut on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure y'all follow me here on Spotify. Make sure y'all reshare this, man. You know, if you listen to the playback, make sure y'all like it and all that good stuff. Go to Mind Games Uncut podcast on TikTok. Check me out. I'll be getting on there probably. I don't know. I'll be on there probably tomorrow or something like that. But anyway, y'all, that being said, let me get up out of here. And I'll holler at y'all in the next one. Peace.